one of the great temples of America, although it's not called that, is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's one of the few places in the country where you can see grown men stand and weep the tears that need to be wept so we don't continue the sufferings again and again. And the Smithsonian Institute has a whole building filled with the offerings that people have left at the altar in that temple. Prayers and pictures and teddy bears and war medals and letters, all the offerings. Because in a certain way it's become a holy place, not just to remember those who have died, but to remember what life is really for. One of the letters printed in the books of things that have been left there is published with a little kind of tinted photo of a Vietnamese man and a girl. And it reads this way: "Dear sir, for 22 years I've carried your picture in my wallet. I was only 18 years old that day we faced one another on the trail in Chu Lai. Why you didn't take my life, I'll never know. You stared at me for so long with your AK-47, and yet you did not fire. Forgive me for taking your life. I was just reacting the way I was trained. So many times over these years, I've stared at your picture and your daughter, I suppose. And each time my guts and my heart burn with the pain of grief, for I have two daughters myself now. And I perceive you as a brave soldier who is defending his homeland. And above all else, I can now respect the importance that life must have held for you. I suppose that is why you could not shoot, and I am alive today. But now, it is time for me to continue this life. 22 years later, I have to release this pain and grief and guilt, and I ask you one thing. Forgive me, sir, please, forgive me."